how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Last weekend, as I was sitting in the pew listening to Deacon John give his homily on Jesus being the bread of life, I ended up with my 8-month-old grandson sitting on my lap. And almost immediately, he reaches for the crucifix I wear and puts it into his mouth. It's almost like he wanted the Eucharist. For us that are involved with the Returning Catholics program, a lot of the people that come to that program tell us that part of what drew them back to the church is that hunger for the Eucharist. They knew they were just missing something in all the other places, other churches they had gone to, but they were hungry. They were just really had this desire for the Eucharist. For those of us, like myself, lifelong Catholics, or been Catholics a long time, I think there are times we forget just what a gift it is that we get to receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus, the real presence, every Mass we attend. And it might be that we kind of forgot about some of the things, such as like the words today that Jesus tells us, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." And Paul tells us in the second reading, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity, because the days are evil." We all know about the evil that exists in the world. There's even evil that exists in parts of our church. And there's evil that exists even in us when we sin. Last weekend, Pope Francis said, "One often hears it said, 'I don't harm anyone,' and one believes oneself a saint. Yes, but do you do good? How many people don't do evil, but don't do good either? And their life unfolds in indifference, in apathy, and in tepidness. Such an attitude is contrary to the gospel." And then he goes on to quote St. Albert, who said, "It is good not to do evil, but it is evil not to do good." A couple weeks ago, I was hearing Bishop Gruss talk about the sacrament of confession. And one of the things he pointed out in all his years, all the confessions he heard, he said it was maybe a handful of times that someone came in and confessed the sin of omission, not doing something you should have done. In the Confiteor, we say that when we say that at Mass, it is in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And despite our own evilness, the evilness in the world, Jesus still tells us, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them." So what are we to do? What is something we can do to change our attitude, to help us be hungry for the Eucharist? Paul tells us, again in the second reading, "Give thanks always and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." In other words, I think he's encouraging us to live a life of gratitude, be thankful to the Father for everything he has given us. And one way we can do that, look at the goodness of the Father, but also at our own sinfulness, is by praying a daily examen. This was a prayer developed by St. Ignatius, and he actually had his followers do it like 3 times a day, but we can do that once a day. It's a really simple prayer. And we start off by thanking God for all the things he has done. Praise God. Go back and look at since the last time you did an examen, and what are all the things that God did good for you? Maybe it was you had green lights to work, all the way to work. Every light was green. It might be as simple as a person smiled at you that you didn't expect. There are all kinds of ways that we can be grateful for God for everything. We just need to pay attention to him. And by doing the daily examen, It helps us recall all those good things that God has done for us, and we can give praise to God for those gifts. The second part of the examine is an examination of ourselves, of where we have sinned. Where we go through the day, or since the last time we did it, where have I not done what I should have done? Where did I fail? And look at those things. When you start examining your life on a regular basis like that, then it draws you to the sacrament of confession, to get in right order with God, to become a better person, to help change yourself. And by giving God praise, by acknowledging our own sinfulness, our own evilness, and by changing our lives, we won't have that question that the Jews had. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? We won't have that question because we have tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord, and we know that Jesus is the bread that came down from heaven.